Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
So LeVar Ball was like, you know, wheeling somebody around. I think he might have been like on his way out to China or something. And TMZ caught up to him, and he was like, "He's like, this isn't a big deal. What's going on? Like, it's not,
right.
Everybody's trying to make a big deal out of this."
And apparently, I guess he, LeVar, his wife, and another son were eating with the team, the UCLA team, Wednesday.
Yeah,
and he didn't seem too concerned about his son.
Yeah. So, I mean, he doesn't think it's a big deal. Yeah. Now, Lonzo Ball, this is a weird one. So Lonzo Ball is asked about this, and he answers this question, and I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it too much, but he answers this question as if he doesn't want to be bothered by his younger brother being in this situation. Like that, like it came across to me as, like, I'm a Laker, I'm about to play the Celtics, and I got to worry about this knucklehead making a decision. And, like, whatever. Like, that's his problem. Like, that's what it comes across. Now, listen to the audio here and see if you agree with me.
No, I haven't talked to any of them yet. I know they're all over here in China, you know, taking care of it, so I'll talk to them when they get back.
What are your thoughts? I mean, watching this from afar and hearing about your brother and shoplifting.
I'm just trying to focus on the game.
Has it affected you at all? I mean, I know
my people over there handling it, so I'm over here to take care of business.
Have you been able to talk to your dad?
I haven't talked to any of them.
He's handling his business. He has bigger fish to fry. He can't worry about his brother over there, and his folks are there. They're taking care of the situation. So at the appropriate time, he'll get the information he needs to be able to determine whether or not his brother is going to be back stateside or going to be making strawberries.
I mean, he hasn't talked to any of them?
He's busy!
I mean, you're telling me that if you had a brother, and did you have a brother in jail or no?
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
That you would, at this juncture, days later, you wouldn't have talked to anybody about it?
No.
You wouldn't have?
No, I mean, this is a different situation. I mean, they're halfway around the world. He's busy flying with his professional basketball team.
Okay.
And maybe he didn't want to divulge too much. Maybe he has.
All right, that argument I can buy.
Yeah.
But the, you know, he's too busy or too important now to talk to anybody about his brother stuck in a hotel room under house arrest. Because he's about to be tried by the Chinese government.
Well, maybe he has as much information as we do because he's not up on the international laws as far as China is concerned. And at least his brother's now back at the hotel. He's not in a cell somewhere. So that's good news, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's as much as he has. Maybe they're trying. Those who are on the scene are trying to sift through the various laws and how they differ from what he would be, LiAngelo would be experiencing here in America. I don't think this is going to happen overnight. I think they're going to have to work through this, and it may take a little bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, there's three players on this team that are involved, and we're focused on the ball part of it because it's the one that we know the most, and then LeVar in China trying to get his son out of this is just an amazing story.
This has to be just TV gold for those who are behind this reality show featuring the Balls.
Oh,
this
of course,
is this
yeah.
is gold for them.
Yeah,
I mean, you have some non-manufactured drama as far as the producers of this series. They go on the scene. This is like manna from heaven. This falls in their lap. What? We've got a serious life-threatening situation as far as this young man, the other two are involved. Their freedom is, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect for us to launch a reality show.
Yeah, I know, and it'll be perfect if he gets out of it. It won't be so perfect if he doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, which is...
He's going to get out of it. I think
what
he gets
makes
out
you so sure,
I think
though?
He gets out.
I mean, I think
sunglasses. He'll get out of it.
What do we know about Chinese
I would
justice?
Think PAC, the Pac-12 office, the Commissioner Larry Scott, they'll get involved.
Scott's going to call up someone in China?
Yeah, let me finish, because they've had a working relationship as far as sports teams from the Pac-12 going over there and participating, and so they have some tentacles that reach that far, and I think they will be able to get through this, and the young man will be back stateside.
All right, so I'm just picturing this phone call. All right, someone who's important in China is like, okay, these guys broke the law, and we caught them breaking the law, and you're telling me we need to treat them differently than the other people who break the same law because Larry Scott, the Pac-12 commissioner, is telling me that we have relationships?
I'm going to say this. Larry Scott knows some people that know some people that know some people.
It's
in
China.
High places. I know it's China.
It's a whole different kettle of fish, man.
I understand, but they've, as I stated at the beginning of my comments, they've had a work relationship with different entities over there, and they will get to the bottom of this, and everything will be smooth out. The young man will be back on campus in Westwood.
Okay, and for their sake, I hope that's the case. I just don't know what the incentive is for the Chinese to just let it go. I mean, I really don't. I don't know. Like, what can
do? We even know what is the law there as far as stealing a pair of sunglasses? What's the punishment?
They could face up to, like, I think something like 8 years in jail or something crazy
for some sunglasses. Okay.
Well, for stealing.
I understand. Shoplifting is stealing. Yeah, I get you.
Let's see.
Okay,
LiAngelo.
I'm just saying. Relationships work here in a certain way, and I'm sure if you have been there, you've done business in China, and you know the right people, they can work the same there as they do here or anywhere else.
Listen, usually in situations like this, I would say yes, you're right. There's going to be powerful people that have handshakes and all these conversations. I think personally that with this, there's so many people that are just assuming that without really thinking about the fact that we're talking about justice in another country.
I am aware of justice in another country. We brought up yesterday Locked Up Abroad. I've seen many episodes of that. And,
does Larry Scott get any of those guys?
They weren't UCLA basketball players, were they?
Yeah, like some guy who's like locked up in Phuket. He goes... goes there, and then all of a sudden Larry Scott made a phone call because they do business down here sometimes. 3 to 10 years in jail if convicted.
For shoplifting.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
they won't be convicted.
And it says that William Ni, a Hong Kong-based researcher of the Chinese court system for Amnesty International, which was at one point my dream job, Ni said that it is not uncommon for a defendant to wait 30 to 37 days before being officially indicted. Now, how about this? Among those indicted, Chinese prosecutors, this is an odd word to use, enjoy a 99.2% conviction rate.
Damn. Larry, hurry up.
I'm reading from, I don't know, I didn't know AOL still existed, but I'm reading from AOL News right now. While it is unknown exactly what the players are being detained for, Chinese law calls for a fine and between 3 to 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of robbing public or private property using force, coercion, or other methods. Now, here's the drop side of this. The case could also be dropped to the lower administration violation rather than robbery, which would lessen any potential penalty, including prison time. So that's what they're trying to get. That's what they're trying to get.
There you go. And I am as sure as I'm sitting here that prior to taking that trip, even when they arrived, both teams, Georgia Tech and UCLA, they had authorities come, security detail, and give them a broad outline of, hey, you ain't in America anymore, so you should do whether you're in America or not, you should mind your P's and Q's. But listen, you're in a different situation here, different laws, so you just need to be aware of that, because I know when we went to Hawaii to play in a bowl game when I was at UCLA, you had FBI agents come and talk to us and tell you about the haps on the island and things of that nature. So I'm sure that took place here with these young men as well. But being that young, in one ear and out the other.
This same guy, William Nee, said that, quote, I would say they could be in quite a lot of trouble if they had solid proof that they shoplifted, he told Yahoo Sports. However, part of it will be dependent on whether their lawyers, the university, or the U.S. consulate can advocate and negotiate on their behalf. So they're going to need a powerful person somehow to get involved. And if I was that powerful person, I would be so annoyed by these guys.
Of course you are.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now I got to sit here and negotiate with the Chinese because you idiots stole sunglasses? Like, I don't need this in my life.
We're already exporting billions and billions of dollars worth of products to the United States. How about you add this to the list?
I mean, and the fact that the president is over there, too, right now
is
just perfect, isn't it? I mean, isn't it just perfect? I mean, and I haven't heard, has he commented on any of this yet? I don't think I've seen anything on Twitter or anything else. I mean, wouldn't you think this would be a nice PR moment for him if he was able to get those kids out of there, no? If I'm Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I'm pushing this. This is a nice little marketing thing. It's a nice little ploy. Guy comes out of this thing looking good. No?
Has to be the balls, though.
I mean, but still.
Could have been someone else.
I think they have enough problems of their own. Let the balls handle this. They'll be fine.
Who's got a higher approval rating right now, Donald Trump or LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball.
Yeah, Trump leaves China with balls.
Oh, look at that. There he is. There he is.
Once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year.
Season 3, baby.
Right.
Season 3.
What do you want for breakfast?
Mikey B.
What do you want for breakfast, Mikey B?
Oh, you want to get breakfast?
You want breakfast too?
Oh, my God. That sounds great. Sounds amazing. Doesn't it sound amazing, breakfast right now?
No, I don't want any breakfast, but I would gladly.
Yes, you do.
We bought breakfast. What? He was off. He wasn't here that day. I bought everyone breakfast. You weren't here.
Why would
Missed
you do
out.
That?
It's true.
Because I was hungry and I couldn't fight it that particular day. Sometimes I can fight it.
Oh, man. That particular it's amazing. Day. It's a party once I leave here. I'm, I go over there. Everybody's at, you know, the show's secondary. Breakfast is primary.
No. The party was the night before and I was still dehydrated. And
yeah,
I needed to eat.
Yeah.
And usually I can fight the feeling.
You
would have
been.
Fight it.
If I was doing the show that Monday, you would have been home in bed at 7:30. You knew that I wasn't around. You went out all night. You got breakfast. It's just a party. It's a free-for-all. It's a free-for-all.
Substitute teacher.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Jeez.
You, come on. You know we didn't include you.
Yeah. That's all right. I got plenty of free stuff where I was.
Yes, you did.
Days.
More to come.
I mean, bagels and chicken tenders and all sorts of stuff. I mean.
Yeah, chicken tenders at 7 in the morning.
Oh, but
great.
7 in the morning is normal person's 2 o'clock for us. So,
yeah,
I mean, it was
true.
Delicious, you
that's
know?
True.
Absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so
you
buy
think,
some breakfast.
So you think, according to Mr. Nee, they're going to be there for a while. I say they get out of this mess.
All right, I'm siding with Nee on this.
Okay.
I'm taking a knee. No, I so here's another thing. In most criminal cases that I know of, it's very rare or unheard of for people to get American-style bail.
Yeah.
I doubt it'll be likely that they'll be released until they are either sentenced or fined or whatever the punishment may be.
I just received a message from a good friend who has lived in that part of the world, Hong Kong, And the text, it was really stupid to steal in China. You don't even drive in China because of how they treat foreigners. If they had an accident, for instance, they'd really be in trouble. So they don't take too kindly to foreigners,
okay.
Except for Starberry.
All right.
Or Marbury.
Are you starting to come more onto my side
of
this?
No, I think they get past it. I think they get the powers that be will work it out. They'll be fine.
Come on. Like, it's a different ball game.
I know it's a different ball game. But they've been dealing with China. They have a working relationship, the Pac-12, and that part of the world. I understand it's a different ball game.
This will become, here's my statement of the day. This is going to start to morph into the biggest sports story of the next month and a half. That's going to be my take. This is going to be that thing that, like, right now, people are, it's kind of on their radar. It's like, oh, it'll be fine. People are like, oh, more LeVar Ball stuff. Oh, I can't take the drama anymore. And then we're going to get, like, there's just news is going to trickle out. There's going to be video of them standing there in the court. They're going to send them to jail. Then the president's going to get involved with that, and he's going to use that as a political thing. This is going to start to turn into the biggest sports story of the next month and a half. And watch.
I disagree.
Watching, like, in the break, we'll find out that UCL players, UCLA players on the way home.
No, not 9:05.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And there they are. They're back. They're getting off the plane waving. Hey, everybody. They're all wearing sunglasses. We're home. All right. Coming up next, Mikey B just had that great joke this segment, right? He's got all sorts of ideas.
Really?
And he's got a spin-off TV show to yours. And we're going to let you know what it is and see if we can get some financial backing for you on this. So,
as much as you got for Body by Baseglia, right?
Yes. Well, we're going to give it another whirl.
All right.
We're coming right back.
Check us out on Facebook at Gio and Jones.
There's a new Fergie Nicki Minaj song.
You mentioned that.
When I heard that, I was like, you know, this to me is not something that I think I would like. And then I really liked it.
There's a Nets reference in it, too.
Yeah, like the Brooklyn Nets.
Hang out where the Nets play.
Yeah, right.
What's the name of the song?
You Already Know.
You Already Know. There it is. You Already Know.
You'll like the video.
Yeah. I like the video. Okay, I'm going to watch the video.
Fergie twerks.
I don't know if it'd be a good rejoin song, like back from a break.
Why?
I don't know.
Why
because not? It's a lot of... Usually you need like some time, like some room to speak, and like there's a lot of rapping in the song, but like there's something about the flow of the two of them that's really, really good in the song.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I like Fergie. Didn't she just recently become single?
Yeah, so? From Josh Duhamel, the guy that Mikey B interviewed during the Super Bowl.
Mikey's guy.
That's right. That
is Black and White video.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Mike ruining marriages now? Is that the infraction?
Yeah, pretty much.
Homewrecker.
2 years later.
Well,
and Fergie, I heard, was like, and then you gave an interview to that guy who was mocking you at the Super Bowl, and that really embarrassed me and went over the airwaves on national radio. Like, Stan,
are you here?
Stan, he's just cursing in your face. I mean, why don't you just stand up for yourself? You never stand up for yourself.
A little latency period there. You know, he has the interview, and then boom. Right. A little later.
Just a thing in their marriage and never were able to get over.
Same thing happened to me.
You're there.
I was cool till I started working here with Mikey B.
Poor Gladys.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's her fault.
And Fergie.
Innocent
victims.
There it is.
Right. Bogus is here with an update, and then we've got a show to pitch Brian to see if we can get his financial backing for. So, Bogus, take it away.
Guys, as Ezekiel Elliott returns to court this afternoon, Jerry Jones reportedly considers suing his fellow owners and the NFL. The Cowboy owner apparently heartbroken that Roger Goodell lied to him about Elliott's 6-game domestic violence suspension. Jones and about 5 other owners don't want Goodell to get a new contract, even though the Cowboys and every other team have already approved one. Elliott has a 2 p.m. Eastern hearing in front of the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. He's expected to be in attendance in Manhattan today. The Packers abruptly waived tight end Martellus Bennett yesterday. The Vikings officially removed Teddy Bridgewater from the PUP list and placed Sam Bradford on injured reserve. And Deion Jordan expected to play for Seattle tonight in Arizona. The former number 3 pick missed last season with a knee injury after being suspended for 2015. A 20-point lead was down to 2, so Kyrie Irving went back to work for the Celtics.
Here's Kyrie, strong down the right side, puts it back in the left hand, spins, fades at the elbow, money! Somebody get off my toe. Oh.
Celtics by 10.
Is that Corbin?
Yeah.
Get off my toe.
Get off his toe. He and Sean Grandy on Celtics Radio. Irving scored 19 in the 107-96 win in Beantown. Just 9 points for Lonzo Ball.
He's a great player. You know, I said it before the game, one of the best players in his league. And, you know, it's a tough challenge to happen to stay in front of him.
The Celtics played without Al Horford, who has a concussion. Then Jason Tatum left in the second quarter with a right ankle injury. Further evaluation for him today. The Warriors down the T-Wolves, 125-101, despite Kevin Durant sitting out with a bruised thigh. No Kristaps Porzingis, so the Knicks lost in Orlando, 112-99. KP has very legitimate ankle and elbow injuries. Thunder coach Billy Donovan, Russell Westbrook, and Paul George all fined $15,000 for criticizing the officials for calling a flagrant 2 and ejecting Carmelo Anthony for an elbow Sunday in Portland. The NTSB says Roy Halladay's plane experienced a high-energy impact with the waters off Florida's Gulf Coast 2 days ago. Witnesses say Halladay was flying his plane low, which is a selling point of that aircraft.
Did you see the video?
I did.
Yeah. I mean, did you hear the guy in Boston, Michael Felger?
I didn't hear it. I read it and didn't want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. One, there's no doubt that Roy Halladay really enjoyed the abilities of what this aircraft could do, yeah. Right? Like, he liked the amphibious nature of it. Mm-hmm. He would land in the water. He liked the fact that it was smaller. He can go down close to the water and do these things. But, you know, he was careless and he was inexperienced. And I think that's what led to this. And Felger there at 98.5, like, I understand the point of, you know, when someone's careless and they're doing something that's dangerous, you know, they shouldn't always escape blame. But he went so over the top, you know, about a guy that everybody loved, who lived his life the right way and was just nasty, nasty, nasty about it.
Really?
He was really nasty about it. He got what he deserved, he said.
Huh? Called him a moron.
Yeah.
What?
Said, splat, you're dead. Like, he really went over the top.
Oh, my goodness.
With it. So, I mean, but I don't want to totally dismiss the idea of, like, when you're operating something that dangerous, you can't be hot dogging all the time.
True.
You know?
I mean,
and that is a point that's very important to get across. But for him to attack this man in the manner that he did was just, like, it was just disgusting. Like, really, really, really bad. And we're not talking about a guy we're talking about a man who really lived his life, like, you know, in an exemplary fashion in Roy Halladay. So, yeah, I talked to my dad about it a little bit yesterday, and, you know, he said sometimes when you're, you know, you're flying that low and you're having fun and you, like, down close to the water and you think that you could just pitch up, he's like, the physics of it don't just work that way, you know, and that's how a lot of people get in trouble with things like that. And this aircraft,
it's the third crash in less than a year.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
And they advertise it as a jet ski that can fly.
Right.
So,
it can go at a high rate of speed. Do we know what the limit is on the?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, but it's I mean, if it's a jet ski advertised as a jet ski that can fly, it's really flying.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going at extreme speeds.
And I don't know how. I mean, people on jet skis, I can't stand them when I'm out on the water because that's all they're doing.
Right.
They're zoom, zoom, zoom,
right.
And they're hitting your wake, and they're getting too close to you. And it's like, if that's how they're advertising it, I'm not surprised that people are. I mean, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say they get hot dogging.
Yeah, but, you know, pushing, like, it to the limit.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, it's just so dangerous. And I also don't like the fact that, like, the, you know, private aviation gets such a bad name in this thing too, like, because, you know, there's people who are inexperienced that are doing things they shouldn't be doing. It doesn't mean that every time that you get in a plane your life is in danger. I mean, there's more, you know, I mean, the
people can abuse anything, whether it's a vehicle, whether it's a plane, it's a boat, what have you.
Yeah. So
let's not sit here and indict the whole industry.
Yeah, exactly. But seeing that video of him, you know, I mean, I'm sure that he was having a blast with that plane. But after I saw that, I was like, man, all right, this makes a lot more sense now. So anyway, sorry, Bogus.
That's okay. Quick soccer note. Landon Donovan has reportedly decided against running for president of U.S. soccer. Up to 7 men who will. That election is in February.
All right, hang out here, Bogus, if you can.
Yes.
Because Mikey B came up with an idea yesterday that I thought was just totally genius.
Wow.
Right? So we were sitting back in the program director's office, and I don't know how Better Man came up, but Better Man show came up. And Mikey B goes, you know what? I'm going to do a show too. And he was inspired by Yoga Is My Gym to do Body by Bisseglia. That didn't work out. He feels like he's learned some lessons through all of that. So he said, Brian's the better man. I'm the bitter man. So, Bitter Man Show is born today.
And you had Pete in mind when you came up with that?
This would be the theme song. And Mike would say stuff like what? Like how would you go about it?
Life sucks.
Bitter.
Just embrace it, right?
Yeah.
Right. Just embrace your bitterness.
And now coming up on Bitter Man Show, we play our favorite game, What Sucks More? Work or home?
My brain, my wife's smarter brain.
We do man brain, woman brain. You do my brain, my wife's smarter brain.
That was the joke.
I like that.
Coming up next, we do the listener segment that everybody loves, which is still, I'm not getting paid enough. Who would be your female co-host?
Amy.
Yeah.
We're here to build a bitter man. Why not?
That would make you bitter.
I think this would resonate with more people out there. There's a lot of bitter people out there.
Yeah, and they just should embrace their bitterness. Yeah.
I mean, this would be great for...
Why try to overcome it?
For radio stations. Like, you know, this would be the number one rated show for people who work in radio.
Yeah. Are you bitter? We got something for you. Come on.
Pete's my executive producer.
Yeah.
Hi, well,
of course. Yeah, exactly. Why not?
Welcome back to Bitter Man. We're still on in this horrible time slot.
Is it Thanksgiving morning?
Jeez. <Yeah. laughs> You know, Bitter Man just keeps getting the best time slots. And here we are again at 3 a.m. Unbelievable.
Now, would you have a fitness segment of the show?
You just sit on the couch and get fat.
Oh, okay. All right. Doing arm curls, right?
No.
Yes, drinking. That's what I'm assimilating.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bitter. Bitter sex.
Yeah, I want to hear about that segment. How does that work?
You know I don't like that position.
And you get off of me and give me a towel.
And you insist on it. Oh, why do we always have to do this?
No, I don't like you.
I don't know about that. That's really taking it fun.
Just doing this so you leave me alone.
Are you having sex with people you don't want to have sex with? For some weird reason? Because consensually? Well, welcome to Bitter Man. Bitter body. It's just gut. You know, condiments all over their t-shirt. So what do you think? Is that a good enough pitch to get you on board here?
Oh, you're pitching me.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
I'm going to need more Pete.
I'm going to pass.
My money.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay. I'm not sold yet. Yeah.
I come at a high cost.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Oh, okay.
We know this already.
Yeah. Who's more bitter in there?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's an easy one. Come on. It's a layup.
Is it? I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's...
Mikey B's not bitter.
Yeah.
Mike?
No, I'm not bitter.
No.
Well, what are you then?
Yeah. that's a deeper question.
All right, so if Pete's bitter, you are
unfulfilled.
Oh, wow.
Unfulfilled.
It's the unfulfilled man. Nice.
That'll make you bitter. Yeah.
Well, yeah, unfulfilled.
What do you need to be fulfilled? What needs to happen for you to feel whole?
I'd rather not talk about my work stuff on the air.
This is the Bitter Man Show.
I was unfulfilled, and then I became bitter, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, this is your before and after pictures.
Right. Unfulfilled.
Mike and
then Pete. Yeah. All right. did you seek fulfillment in radio producing? Was that the... This is going to be the thing that's going to fulfill my life.
Yeah, in hindsight, that was a screw up. But you never know; it could lead to something great.
Yeah, right. That's true. That is very true.
It is a privilege, Mike, to be a producer of a radio show.
Well, because to be candid, on a resume it looks good. In reality, you know, I don't really do much. But if you write on a resume, I produce a morning show for CBS, it kind of looks cool.
Yeah.
And right. That's what you pitch to people.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
In reality, you know, I'm just sending an email every night with 8 links that says, you know, look at this funny story of LeVar Ball.
Yeah, or LeVar Ball, yeah. It's true. It's all right. He's unfulfilled.
Oh, okay.
But do you feel like we're holding you back at
right,
any point?
No, I don't.
You could do more?
No.
And we're saying no, don't question. Do more?
I don't. Mm. No, I don't. Not
so
at
it's
all.
Been a nice ride?
No, I'm sticking it out.
Oh, okay. Right. You're unfulfilled. You should go find what fills you.
We've gotten you involved here and there.
Oh,
with
absolutely.
Some stuff,
you've made me a better man.
No. We've given you more than the average producer.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I would agree with that completely.
So it's more about the job itself across the board, not exactly this particular situation.
Correct.
Like it could be any shift, you'd be feeling unfulfilled.
Yes, and I can go into the details if you'd like.
No, it's okay. No, it's all right.
I would like it.
No. Probably a bad idea.
Yeah, right. Pete mentioned how he comes at a high cost, right? He's not the only one, because Heidi Hoback, the Instagram model.
With the big buck.
Yes.
Okay.
Who got that DM allegedly from LeBron James. Mm-hmm. Who posted an 8-minute video explaining what happened. Well, Mikey B reached out to her so we could speak to her on the air.
Yeah.
See what the hell she's thinking. And maybe yell at her a little bit. Because usually there's people out there we don't like when we see them on social media and then we talk to them like Bugatti Casino, we end up liking them.
Yeah.
Maybe the same thing happened with Heidi Hoback. We'll crush her on the air one day and then you know, we have her on the air and then maybe we end up changing our tune. But she said to Mike...
You needed money.
Yeah.
Smart.
Needed money.
I don't blame her. How much?
Didn't ask. I wasn't following up.
Oh.
Well, did you...
See, I mean, I can.
This is where you could step up and say, listen, it's not about the money, Hoback. We are a nationally syndicated radio show, and if you want people to really hear your story and maybe get more Instagram followers out of it, build your brand, you're out there with your side of the story, because what happens when you're not speaking for yourself, you get guys like my hosts that are just slamming you. So you come on, you can convince them, maybe get some more people on your side, and then all of a sudden people know who Heidi Hoback is.
Yeah.
And to me, you can't put a price on that.
Nope.
That would be the counter to the money thing.
You'd be a good producer.
As soon as they say money, you just hang up. Boom.
That's it? No.
Come on, man. Not,
I'll follow up with that email.
You got to learn how to barter.
Not in the budget, Hoback. See ya.
Listen, Hoback. You need to get back.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk some college football.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coming right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Help you choose the brakes or an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like Brake Best and Wagner Thermal Quiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. So I'm trying to see what the current line is for Ohio State and Michigan State to see if any of yesterday's stuff had changed that line because it opened up at 14.5. It's actually moved now, consensus in Vegas, to 15.5. Ohio State minus 15.5.
Okay.
So... Many people look at that and say, what? Michigan State's playing really, really well.
They are.
Ohio State, it just got steamrolled. I mean, this is a game that might not be the biggest rivalry game, but it's a rivalry game. It's a conference game. Games like that shouldn't, I mean, it's a lot of
and
points.
And Michigan State won there the last time they played. Remember that kick?
Oh, that's right. That was a...
Wasn't that the last time they were there? Was it 2 years ago? Yeah, it was 2 years ago, and that's when Zeke Elliott went off, and okay. then they went and ran through Michigan 2 years ago. So, yeah. But I don't think this is the same kicker. Coughlin, who kicked the game winner the other day and missed a couple versus Northwestern when they lost in overtime 2 weeks ago. I can see Ohio State being the favorite. Michigan State, young O-line, but Lewerke, the quarterback, has thrown for over 400 the last two ball games. And L.J. Scott has a fumbling problem, but he's a horse at the running back position. But defensively, last week, it was the reserves, man. They had some young bucks on that D-line that really played well, Hunt Hill and Stalwart and Jones. And so we'll see if those guys can play in similar fashion because they held Barkley to 63 yards rushing in that ball game. Did give up some deep balls. But three interceptions of Trace McSorley, the Penn State quarterback. That margin, you know, Ohio State's going to be highly upset. They were dominated. They were pushed around in that ball game by Iowa. I just can't see them playing as poorly as they did in that game and give Iowa a lot of credit. But now playing at home, I would say Ohio State wins.
Right, but
15 points.
15 and a half. And also think about this. I mean, a 15 and a half point spread to me is most people know that Ohio State's going to win the game. Like when you see a spread that high, it's like not in doubt that a team's going to win. Do you look at this game as a not in doubt type of game? I mean, because that's what an over two touchdown favorite is. That's a no doubt in a conference game.
And I think wasn't that the line last week for them going to Iowa?
I think it was right around there. Yeah.
I think it was 14.
That's a road game too. But I mean that's a no doubter line.
Yeah.
I mean I know it's different in college football and the NFL. It's impossible to compare those two. But you see a 15.5 point spread in the NFL. That would be the biggest spread all year.
Yeah, I would agree.
And it's not like I don't see these two teams being that far apart.
I would think talent-wise...
For 15 and a half points? The way that they're playing?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, talent-wise, sure. But talent-schmallin' at this point, man.
I can't believe the big jump Michigan State made. 12 spots from 24
not,
to 12
here
after knocking
come.
Off Penn State. 12 spots?
Well,
a lot of spots, man. I can understand if you're knocking off the number one team in the nation. Penn State was sitting there at six.
And they were two a couple weeks before.
Yeah, but they were six last week.
Yeah.
And didn't look great, giving up 18, then 15-point lead. So to jump that high, and when you beat them by just a field goal, if you had thrashed them, okay. Then maybe you jump 12 spots, but eking by with a field goal, even though they were a higher-ranked team, I thought that was a big leap.
Yeah, I think that Penn State got so much respect from the committee early on, and then they looked at the fact that they had basically had that game won against Ohio State and then blew it, and that's probably that type of attitude towards them being so close and to a season that could have been so special and then losing to a great team in Ohio State that they were just still giving them respect. And then here's Michigan State in that situation beating them. So that's probably why. Now, have you seen the Notre Dame-Miami spread yet?
No.
Have you seen that one yet?
7, isn't it?
No, it's not. You want to take another guess at it?
10?
No, and you would have assumed that Notre Dame's a favorite.
Right.
So, no.
Okay, I'll go the other way. 3?
3.
Ah! Okay, I can see that. Miami has an excellent defense. I've been singing their praises all year long, especially that front 7. Maybe not so much the secondary, but they're playing better back there as well. They get their turnover chain. I can see that. But this is the best offensive line Miami has seen all season long. And while they defensively dominated Virginia Tech a week ago, this is a different animal, and all you yahoos on the Twitter going after me and other cats on Inside College Football, except for Randy Cross, because I believe he's the only one to pick Miami, for not picking your damn Hurricanes. I've been picking them all year long, so shut up. And just because I pick against them this particular week doesn't mean I'm a Miami hater. Folks are a trip on the Twitter.
Well, that's
man.
What they want. They are want. Crazy. They want to yell about something.
Nuts.
I used to be that.
Shut up and go get some more followers. How about that? Got 10 followers and trying to talk noise. Yeah,
you still get angry at that.
Smack. Too. No, I'm not angry. I'm not taking it with me. I'm just discussing it here, Gio.
Well, it's never going to change, man.
I know that. I am aware of that. Can I just do this?
No.
Can I do this?
I'm looking out for you, man.
I don't need you to look out for me. I'll look out for me.
I'm building a better man here.
I am fine. Yeah. I don't take it with me.
What's in that anger toolbox?
Anyway, my point is this. Miami will be facing the best offensive line they have faced, and Notre Dame is reeling off 300-yard rushing games like it's no one's business. They went up against that stout defense of NC State. What'd they do to them? They gave to them that stalwart of a defense, and they're going to give to Miami as well, especially if Rozier has three picks like he did last week.
It's over for Miami, man.
What's over?
They're going to get just absolutely obliterated in this football game.
Oh, so you think that spread is too low?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be – your first blush, 7-10?
Yeah, I thought it was seven the other day on Sportsline.
No, it was never seven. It was opened up at 3.5.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Tuesday?
I'm positive.
I'm not so sure.
I am sure.
Well, we have Sportsline. They give us the line. I thought it said 7.
Well, okay. If it's either they're horribly wrong or you're wrong because it opened up at 3.5.
Mm. When did it open up? What day?
I don't know what the opening line is. I'm looking at it right now.
Uh-huh.
The open. It would never be a 4-point difference or a 3.5-point difference. The opening line is the opening line. Is what
I'll
it is.
Check sports line from Tuesday.
Mm. All right, go ahead. You're going to be wrong.
I think you're wrong.
No, I'm confident. Mm. Who made that sports line thing? Some guy with 10 followers or something?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's 3.5.
Fine.
But it's so all these Miami fans can pipe down. It's over. It's going to get ugly in that game. Oh, absolute.
So they'll beat them by 10?
10. 30. Telling you, man. You know what I really like, too, is how they call it the Catholics and the convicts. You like that?
I hate that. Stop, you bastard. Stop that. And that's has so many racial undertones to that. It was wrong way back then when they started that mess. It's wrong now.
One of the
so
great,
stop that.
Great nicknames for a rivalry.
It's horrible.
All time.
Now, how many convicts on that Catholic side? Should be a lot more. All the vile things members of that religion have committed.
You know I only did that to make you angry.
I know why you did it. Yeah, I'm really angry. The other stuff I started off with, I was not. But I am angry now. That's a bunch of bull dookie. Catholics versus convicts.
The Catholics and the convicts are playing a football game.
I played the next level with a lot of guys from Miami, and they weren't convicts. That's terrible.
I found Sportsline opening. It was 3.5.
That's what I said. It's 3.5, dude. Weren't you listening?
Well, we're tipping off our picks here, man. But
are we?
I'm telling you.
You gonna take Notre Dame?
Oh, am I taking Notre Dame? I am taking Notre Dame.
I would take Notre Dame as well. You taking Ohio State?
No.
You gonna take Michigan State and -15.5?
+15.5.
I mean +15.5.
I would. Yep. That's what I'm gonna do.
All right.
Those are two.
So that means I can't take. I can't take Notre Dame. No.
You can take
no,
it.
No, you got it first. No, I got plenty others to take. All you right. taking Oklahoma or TCU?
I don't like that game.
Why not?
I don't got a feel.
What's the line on that one?
No feel. Give me a second.
7. Oklahoma by 7.
It is 6.5 right
See,
now.
See, told you. 6.5.
Yep. So.
Mm-hmm. What?
I don't
Hell
have
of a
feel.
Defense. They say they don't play defense in the Big 12. TCU's got pretty good defense.
I like Oklahoma in the game. You like TCU?
No.
Yeah, okay. So we're basically on the same page here with this.
You know, I may take that, 7. I may take TCU +6.5. I like Oklahoma to win.
I just know that there's going to be one of those fan bases between Miami and Notre Dame that's going to be totally disappointed. That's
well, of
good.
Course.
That's good for me.
You don't like either one?
Oh, no.
Why not?
It'll worse. I told you yesterday. We're coming right back. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.